Our scripture text for today is 2 Timothy 1:1-7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1-7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. The sermon we are preaching today is, are grandparents and parents mindful of the children's salvation? You are a grandparent. You are a parent. Do you ever think of the salvation of our children? When I was in secondary school, 70 years ago, there was no hardship passing exams. We went through to senior Cambridge without much struggle. Chinese was not compulsory, and yet I passed my Chinese because we were Chinese speaking. In those days, we don't speak English like today. And I also attended a Chinese speaking church. So without much struggle, studied a little bit more, I could pass the Cambridge Chinese. In contrast, our children today have to take tuition classes even at kindergarten age. Well, that gets our grandparents and parents worried. So they do everything they can to help their grandchildren and children. As for their spiritual welfare, they commit it to the Sunday school, where at least we bring then to Sunday school. sink or swim, they are left there. But God sees through the heart of everyone. Paul, speaking to Timothy, rejoices in Timothy's faith, which first dwelt in his grandmother Lois, and also in his mother Eunice. I'd like you to turn to your Bible and we'll read out of the word itself, because these are two very precious verses. Turn to Timothy 1:5-6, and we'll read all together. 2 Timothy chapter 1:5-6 together. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Can we rejoice in our grandchildren and children, putting not only their trust in the Lord, and they love to come to church, to Sunday school, and also to the prayer meeting? Let me give you my testimony. As a grandfather, I take pleasure not only to pray with my two grandchildren, granddaughters, I not only teach them to pray, but hear them pray themselves. After assuring them of Jesus' love, first for their souls, then I pray for their education and for their schoolwork, and tell them, we pray, God bless us, we are better. I examine them. If they pray themselves before going to bed at night and before getting up in the morning, how I thank my mother. I remember that when we were very young children, we were taught not only to thank God for food at every meal, but also to pray before going to bed. And when we rise up in the morning, of my two granddaughters, of course, the older one, she answers firmly, I'm so happy. She has direct contact with God both morning and night because she has not forgotten to pray and to thank Him. The younger daughter is not very sure. And she smiles back to me. She forgets to pray once or twice. But she said, my father bringing me to church prays to me on the way. to remind her always to pray. I said that she would win. And if she does not pray, she will lose. Praying before exams, she wins. But be sure you do your homework. Not just prayer will save you. You must do your homework. You must do your best. We pray for them, our children. And is very happy to receive their confirmations. I'm speaking from what I know is to hear of children who are grown and they love to give their tithes to the Lord. Out of themselves, they've learned to give the tithes. And out of the doctrines that they've learned, they love the Lord. They are so happy to learn that once you have received Christ as a Savior, you are saved, you will always be saved. Once saved, always saved. Our children can therefore testify. But now, as they grow up, they go to the university. Now, all the more they need our prayers. When they go to university, let me say to them, all the more you must thank your parents for sending you there, for all the provisions that they make for you. As is natural, they will soon go dating. Let them only go with Christian young men or young ladies. The best is they are of the same church. And let them discuss with the parents that parental help may help them. And let them refrain from premarital sex, which is so common today, and let them break up with those who take God lightly and do not follow Him. If they are called to the ministry and they feel they must go to study in the Bible college first, well and good. But we have seen those who argue for the university first but end up last. Let me tell you the story of one of our students, a Korean girl student. In fact, he first came to join Singapore Bible College. She wanted to learn voice, learn music, learn to sing. But because she had nowhere to stay, she stayed at Farrison Bible College And Atul was just beginning, she joined Far Eastern Bible College. And she liked it so much, the learning of God's Word, that he ended up studying there 4 years. And she got an MRE, Master of Religious Education. She had been a degree in Korea already. She did not graduate as a singer, but as a teacher of the Bible. And now, she is called to teach in a Bible school in Cambodia. And she, having been to Cambodia as a missionary, she learned the language and now becomes a Bible teacher in the Cambodia language. What a rare species. I know that there are those who have grown up in the church, and ladies especially, and when they grow up, they do not know what to do. Our children, they are still our children. They need our prayers throughout life. Timothy, in association with Paul, became a minister. How the Lord led him to serve the Lord full time. How the Lord led me to serve the Lord full time was for Dr. John Sung. We have heard so much of him. And when he called for them to give themselves a full time service, I was among those first to go up to the pulpit to offer myself. Well, in the case of Timothy, we have the upbringing not only of the grandmother Lois, but also the upbringing of his mother to no end. And the upbringing and encouragement of your pastor. What shall I do? The question now is not put to the parents and grandparents, are you mindful of children's salvation, but put to you. I would say, if I had not come to serve the Lord in the ministry, I would now consider. Jesus is coming very soon. Take, for example, this terrible thing that happens in London. 700 hurt, 50 killed. For the sake of the sports coming in the next session. And God will be very pleased that you realize there's no better than serving Him. And he says that you do not question Jesus when it's coming, you must be ready. At one knock on the door, be ready any time. So what is your answer? Isn't it better? No better than serving Him while there is yet time. All the glories of the world, the money you will make, will all come to nothingness. For of what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and finally even lose his own soul? Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, there are so many decisions that we must make. Help us to put our full trust in Thee and let You guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.